Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. U.S. and Minnesota flags are flying at half-staff today in honor of the victims of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. Activities and events across Minnesota today commemorate the anniversary. There's a 9/11 remembrance this morning in Alexandria, where nearly 3,000 flags have been placed to honor the victims. City of St. Cloud's hosting a Day of Remembrance ceremony at 5 p.m., The Proctor VFW is holding a 24th anniversary observance this evening, and Fort Snelling National Cemetery is hosting a Patriot Day headstone cleaning and beautification event. The Minnesota Senate will have their first public discussion on assault rifles next week following the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School. The Gun Violence Prevention Working Group is co-chaired by DFL Senator Ron Latz of St. Louis Park.
At some point, we have to acknowledge it's not just the people. It's the accessibility of guns and the high-powered, hugely destructive kinds of firearms that can wreak more havoc, damage, and death than, say, just an ordinary pistol.
House Republicans' agenda for a proposed special session includes more funding for making schools safer and increasing mental health capabilities. Politicians in Minnesota are condemning the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at a rally in Utah. Senator John Hoffman and his family said in a statement, "The assassination of Charlie Kirk today is only the latest act that our country cannot continue to accept." They also said leaders of both parties should not only tone down their own rhetoric, but they must begin to call out extreme aggressive and violent dialogue that foments these attacks on our republic and freedom. Kirk was scheduled to speak September 22nd at the University of Minnesota. And the Minnesota Twins lost the series finale to the Angels 4-3 Wednesday afternoon in L.A. A new tribal compact signed by Governor Tim Walz makes the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe a business partner in the state's adult-use cannabis market. Eric Tobel with the Office of Cannabis Management says the tribe will provide products while state-licensed cultivation begins.
They've got a really top-notch, state-of-the-art facility on reservation that's already growing cannabis and turning out cannabis products. And so this compact is a way for them to be able to interact with those early state licensees who want to do retail.
Tobel says it'll take 4 to 5 months for growers to harvest the first adult-use cannabis crops. And the Minnesota Lynx play their final regular season game tonight against the Golden State Valkyries in downtown Minneapolis. The Lynx are coming off an 83-72 loss at Indiana Tuesday. Minnesota's already clinched the one seed in the WNBA playoffs with a 33-10 record. Everyone will receive a Lynx poster and pink wig on Fan Appreciation Night. This is MNN.